Today we are going to talk about time. Time is a series of... I don't know how to define time. I feel weird looking at you guys and you're looking at me and I'm like, why are they looking at me? And I'm staring back, but I can't. Why aren't you guys smart? Okay. How do we use time to physically spiritually become fitter? How do we do it? Abigail. We spend time
in offering?
Treadmill. Is there a spiritual treadmill?
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about our spirits here. You know your spirit is not your body. Holy Spirit bench press. Wow. I want one of those. All right. No, seriously. How do we exercise our spirit? Yes. Spending time with God. Keyword there is? God. playing music or walking, which I don't do very often. But I play music a lot. And when I play music, I am talking to God through the music. It's like a little secret language. Isn't that cool? Okay? So, spending time with God doesn't have to be devotions, reading your Bible, being even though that's really cool. It can be just hanging out, playing video games, playing music. It can be serving others. How many know God likes when we serve others? If you don't know, raise your hands. So by serving others, we're spending time with God because God is serving others with us. We are showing, we're being like mere images of God. Oh, here's my favorite point of this thing. I'm kind of all over the place. How many minutes have gone by?
8 minutes.
Okay. When you spend time with your friends, who has friends? That you start to pick up their weird quirks?
Yes.
Like how they sneeze or laugh? And you start to become alike. God is our friend. We spend time with God. Where am I going? We start to mirror Him. We want to take His heart and make it our heart. We sing songs like that. So when we spend time with God, we get to know Him better. We see His heart. And through that, we will become like Him. Do you get me? You don't want to be like God? Oh, you don't? Okay, you're over there. Okay. The more time you spend with Him, the more like you'll become like Him. Okay? So, say I'm spending time with God, and then I go out for coffee, and instead of being sad or mean to the person who makes my coffee wrong, I'm like, you know what, that's okay. It's just coffee. Because God doesn't really care. The person is doing their job. Okay, I'm going into my good thing. That was weird.
Yeah.
Tips for doing devotions. Get a Bible you understand. Don't use your parents' Bible that says, "Be thou the bow," and speak slow. Go find yourself a Bible that you understand, maybe the Message, something like that. Number two, set yourself, if you're gonna do devotions, you want to go knowing what you're going to do. Don't go and be like, "This is what I do." Like, "Okay, here's the Bible. There's a buttload of stuff in there. What do I do?" Go find yourself a book in the Bible that you can read. Maybe do 2 chapters a day. And slowly go through the whole Bible, because in there, there's good stuff, right? Who's found good stuff in the Bible? I'm glad some of you have. And now I'm going to go.
Okay, so they've talked about spending time with God. Okay, we're talking about spiritual fitness here. So we all know that we're human, we have spirits and all that. And I think the first thing we need to do is acknowledge that we do have a spirit within us, and we need to find out. A lot of people don't really, like, I've done this before. I believe we have a spirit, but I never really acknowledged my spirit and kind of let my spirit live. Because the Holy Spirit is a spirit, hence Holy Spirit. And He connects with our spirit. But if we don't acknowledge and recognize our own spirit within us, it's kind of hard to get that connection. So one of the first steps we need to do is give our own spirit permission to live and to communicate to us and to communicate with God. Hope that makes sense. Okay. Secondly, yeah, praying, spending time with God is great. Doing, like reading the Bible, you have to read the Bible because that is the essential word of God. And the Bible says, if you read the word, faith comes, how does it go? I know this one. Faith comes from hearing. Yeah, okay, here it is. Faith comes from hearing. I don't know what verse it is, but it's faith comes from hearing, and hearing comes from the Word of God. So if we read the Word of God, I don't know the whole theology behind it, but I know that it enables us to hear God and to increase our faith in God. See, if we're going to be able to hear God, we're going to believe more in Him and the works and the promises He said. So reading the Bible is essential. But not only just reading the Bible, we also need to act. Do stuff with God. God likes to do stuff. He doesn't like just to talk. He doesn't, like, I don't, with your friends, do you guys, all you guys do is just, you just talk? Yeah, see, you guys like to do stuff with friends. It's like a bonding. You bond when you do stuff with friends. I mean, when you talk to friends, you also bond. But doing something with somebody else, it builds, like, unity, and it builds friendship, and it's just a special bond that you have. So God likes to do stuff as well. I was just in Zimbabwe for 2 weeks. And that's where I got this tan, lovely shirt, and not much of a tan, really, just because you're black, you're going to say that. Anyways, yeah, before I went to Zimbabwe, I was kind of really annoyed at God, to be honest, because I felt like being here in Canada, I really wasn't doing anything. I wasn't liking school I was going to. I mean, I was talking with God and all that, but I really wasn't doing anything with Him. And then I got invited to go to Zimbabwe, kind of out of the blue, last hand minute sort of situation. And I went. we installed water filters there. Darren, the guy I went with, has a water filter factory. And yeah, I installed water filters there. I did a lot of stuff there. The people there, I gotta say, are amazing. Like, I've never met such nice people there. They're so cool. They're like, they have nothing. They literally have very few things. They only have, like, the essentials to live. But they were willing to share it with us. Anything they have, they want to share with us, give with us. So it's just like, they are, I learned a lot from them. They're really, really cool. But anyways, I found, when I went and was doing, like, stuff with God, I wasn't doing all this on my own. I was actually there talking with God and doing things what He wanted me to do. And it honestly bonded me with God so much more. I feel a lot closer by doing that. I'm not saying that you have to go on a missions trip to do something with God. You can do it here. Like, you can do it in your school. You can do anything with God. But if we just sit back and just talk, and we don't, and like, we just pray, and we don't actually act on it, kind of seems like we're doing nothing. So we actually need to act on what we pray on. We need to act on what we talk to God about. We just can't talk about it. So yeah, with time, and with the time, we need to do stuff with God. I hope it makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's clear.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what I have to say.
Woo!
So, now we are... I love you guys. Oh, that's a verse. Romans 10:17. That's the verse I was talking about. Faith comes from hearing the message. The message is heard through the word of Christ, which is the Bible. So if you guys want to build up on hearing God more easily, read the Bible. Plus, by hearing it, you'll have more faith to do stuff with God and to believe that He is with you and things like that. So yeah, I actually challenge you guys to start to pray with God, to talk to God about stuff. But not just talk, but to also do stuff. Do what you're talking about. Do what you want to see God. Okay. Do you guys all want to see God do something like in your school or in your home or something like that? Anyone? I know I do. Like, everyone I think here has a desire to see God do something. But I think God is waiting for us to take the first step out and act and believe that God is going to back us up in what we want Him to do. So I want to challenge you guys to take the first step and believe that God is going to have your back in whatever you want to see done in your school, in your home, with your friends, anything like that. I know it's pretty risky and challenging, but a life without risk is kind of boring and lame. We were kind of born to be risky and adventurous, especially as guys. So, yeah, I want to challenge you guys. I'm not just limiting the guys. I know females like risks as well. Right, females?
Yeah!
Females!
Yeah!
Okay, so Ben wants to share some. So here's Ben. Give him a round of applause, people.
Praise God for ladies. Anyways, I just wanted to sort of recap some of the things that have been said here today, because it's really important that we understand what we have and the value that our time carries. And so when you think about it, when you want to go out and buy something from the store, what do you need to pay with? Money or like a credit card. Credit cards are great because like you don't have to pay right away, but one day you do have to pay your bill. Otherwise, they send people after you to break your fingers. They just take your home. Yeah, that's sad. Time. Think of time like a currency, okay? Every day, you're given 24 hours. And in those 24 hours, you have to choose what you're going to do with your time in order to see your life progress. If you stop giving time to anything, you're going to die. The only time you can stop giving time is when you no longer have time left, which is death. So, in a day, you have 24 hours, all right? In those 24 hours, if you want to function the next day, you have to give a certain amount of time to sleep, correct?
Yeah.
How many of you give 10 hours or more to sleep normally?
I wish I could.
Unfortunately, I don't get to sleep so much anymore because I have a puppy and he keeps me up early in the morning because he has to use the bathroom. So we're like potty training him instead of going on my floor. He like goes outside. But in order to potty train him, that means I have to get up and let him outside. So I don't get nearly as much sleep as I'd like. But how many of you spent 8 to 10 hours in sleep on average?
8
Wow. You know, as teenagers, you guys need a lot of sleep. Okay? How many of you sleep 8 hours or less on a normal average day? Wow. That's a lot of you. Did you know that the military actually discovered that you need a minimum of 3 hours sleep to function properly? That's not very much. No, you couldn't survive very long on that. But what I'm saying is in order for your body to function the next day, you have to give a certain amount of time to rest. And during that time of rest, your body's sleeping, your brain's not doing much other than processing information, but really what you're doing is giving your body time to recuperate. Now, if you want to also function with your body physically, you have to give time to eating, right? How many of you eat 2 meals or less a day, on average? That's bad. Okay, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Plus, you need lunch, you need dinner, you need like morning snack, afternoon tea. No, I'm kidding. But you need to spend time eating every single day. You need to take time to eat, because if you always eat like 5-minute meals, your body's going to start breaking down because you haven't given your body enough nutrients to keep going. Makes sense, right?
Yes.
What else do you need to do to keep your body going? What do you give your time to get your body moving in the morning? Yes?
Exercise.
How many of you know that if you were to sit around in a wheelchair, not because you have no choice, but because you wanted to for like the next 6 months and you never used your legs, after 6 months of not exercising your legs, if you tried to stand on your leg, you'd fall and maybe break something. Did you realize that?
Yeah.
It's called entropy, I believe the word is. Is that the word? Anyone know? Pretty sure that's the word. Basically, if you don't use the muscles in your body, they slowly start to lose their cohesion and they're no longer able to support your weight. Let me put it to you this way. Ever sat on your leg uncomfortably if it falls asleep?
Yes.
Yeah? Has anyone ever tried walking on their leg right when it falls asleep?
Yes.
It's dangerous, okay? You can sometimes like be gushing blood because you cut your foot. You don't even know until like your feeling comes back and then you're screaming on the floor. Anyway, it's not personal experience on that one. You need to work out your muscles. You need to exercise them to keep going. What else do you need to do with your body? With time, in your day. What do you have to give your time to in order to live? Yes? That's a good word, yes. Bodily excretions, other words, functions. How many of you know if you went for like 3 weeks without pooping, that poop's got to go somewhere, okay? And I'm not going to go into details, but you need to give time for your body to get rid of waste, right? What else do you need to do, time-wise, to keep living? Yes? Good point. You need to work. How many of you have a job? Okay, I have a job, too. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, I do. You need to be able to work to get money. Money turns into being able to pay for food and a place to live and fun things. And then those things turn into you being able to spend and work more so that you can get more money. Huh? It's a cycle. But what the whole point of what we're saying this morning is this. Every single one of us has 24 hours every single day. We have time. And we put our time towards things that are necessary for us to live. And we put our time towards things that maybe just waste time. Maybe just take us away from the things that would actually help us out. How many of you exercise like an hour or two every single day? Like, as in, you exercise. Not like you walk to school. I mean, you exercise. That's great. Those of you that are doing that, that's great. How many of you spend, on average in a week, at least 10 hours or more time? You guys already know what I'm saying. Already Josh's hand is up over here. At least 10 hours or more on things like the internet, television, movies, newspapers, reading, not studies. So 10 hours or more of wasted time experiences. Per week, on average. Reading is wasting time if it's not educational. I'm not saying a waste of time is a bad thing. I'm saying that if it's not educational, I'm saying reading takes away from the other things you can be doing. Okay, pause for a second. Raise your hands again for me, 10 hours or more in a week. Look around, folks. 10 hours or more. I know all of you boys in the second row, Bryson, John, Peter, Josh, all of your hands should be raised. What I am trying to say, guys, is everyone's in the same boat. We all have the same amount of time. Nobody has more, nobody has less. Unless you get knocked unconscious for part of the day. But that's still, you can use your time to do that. You all have time. Now the thing that God is challenging us with is not just how we use our time, but who are we giving our time to? And Chicano was saying it really well, that, you know, she's learning to do devotions. I'm still learning to do devotions. I'm 26. I've been thinking about that for a sec. As you get older, the years just blur together. But I'm 26, and I'm still learning on most occasions how to actually spend time with just me and God. I'm the kind of person that loves to give my time to something that I feel will give me instant benefits, such as like watching a movie. The instant benefit, I don't have to think. I can just watch the movie, my brain shuts down, and I'm like, huh. Or video games. You think video games require thinking, but the only thinking video games require is like the movement of your thumbs and which way do I turn and those kind of things, right? Even strategy games, like it's for me when I waste my time on these things, it's really about me getting something in return. Really? It's me being selfish, if you think about it. Sort of sucks, because that means I'm selfish a lot in a week, at least 10 hours or more. Now, here's the point of what I'm saying, and what Shekana and Reese and Oksana were trying to tell us, is that it's not that it's wrong to do things for yourself, but rather, if you're spending more time doing for yourself than for others, or for what God wants you to be doing with your life, are you really making the most of what you have here? And it's interesting because I drive a lot in my car and I spend a lot of time talking with God. And my time with God is really more, I'm learning about just like listening to God, but also spending time in His Word. Because Reese said it in that verse, that it's not just about hearing God, it's about hearing God and then reading the Word, because that's how you hear from God. And so for every one of us in this room, if you want to be strengthened in your relationship with God, if you want to be stronger in spirit, which to me personally, I'd much rather be stronger in spirit than in body. I would actually rather be crippled physically, but have such faith and such a strong spirit that I could be raising the dead through the power of Jesus, that I could be healing people through the power of Jesus. And God wants to build relationship with every one of us. He wants to spend time with every one of us. And He so desires and like wants you to know Him like He knows you. It's incredible. And so, I want to ask a question. Two friends in the room. Who's here with a friend today?
Yes!
You're like a whole clump of friends. Okay. Who? I'm going to take this as I'm saying. I'm not meaning you. Abby, who's your friend here?
Peter.
Okay. You and Peter. Do you hang out together?
No.
No, okay. You're not a good example for a friend. Oh, we've got two right back there. Oksana and Kirsten. Not only do they spend time together, they pretty much live like neighbors, so they see each other all the time. Now, Kirsten and Oksana. Kirsten, without answering this question, or telling Oksana. Oksana, what's Kirsten's favorite color?
Blue.
Purple.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Now, Kirsten, how old is Oksana?
15.
Okay. just so you know, people listening on the internet, the answers have been right so far. All right, Oksana. What is one thing Kirsten does not like?
Ducks.
Who?
Yes!
What?
Ducks.
Ducks? Okay, Kirsten, you don't like ducks? No. Now, how many of you in this room knew that Kirsten doesn't like ducks? A few of you. Most of us didn't know this about Kirsten. You know why? Because we haven't spent time getting to know Kirsten. You should all feel guilty. No, I'm saying relationship with God in the same way relationship with friends works. It works in the same way. Except there's like an extra bonus when you spend time with God. And that's that He loves you unconditionally. If you've ever been with a friend and you've had a fight, you know that you guys love each other, but sometimes you're like, I really hate that person. God doesn't get like that with us, which is amazing. So, Kirsten and Oksana, not just spending time together, what else do to get to know each other? Other than just hanging out together, what else do you guys do? What do you do when you hang out?
You walk, you dance.
You dance, you go for walks. What else?
You have tea parties.
You have tea parties. What else? You play video games in high heels. Do you ever talk to each other as well? No? What about when you're not in the same room? Do you still talk to each other then? Because sometimes it's easy for me to be like, oh, I can't spend time with God because I can't see Him. That's so stupid. Sorry to say the word stupid, but it is stupid. Because the reality is you talk to friends on the phone all the time. Sometimes you talk to a screen and it communicates with your friend through MSN and through Facebook. You're not even like verbally communicating. Yet we spend time able to communicate with our friends and build up relationship and get to know that the other person hates ducks. We get to find out things like this kind of stuff makes them happy because we spend time with them. And that's what it comes down to. Today, starting to get your spirits stronger, starting to like build up your strength inside comes from what you spend your time with and who you spend your time with. And you know, I can tell you, some of you may disagree with me, but I spend time with God when I'm playing video games. Sometimes when I'm doing the wrong thing, when I'm like angry with my family, God's standing there right with me. I might choose to ignore Him, but He's there listening and He's there with me because He never leaves me. And so God is always with us. And sometimes the things I do doesn't make you very happy. Kirsten, have you ever done something that makes you kind of sad? Does Oksana still love you? Does she still talk with you?
Yeah.
Does she still hang out with you?
Yeah.
Do you still love Oksana?
Yeah.
There you go. That's a picture-perfect idea of what relationship comes from. Time. I guarantee you, every single one of you in this room, if you want to know stuff about someone else like Kirsten, spend time with her and you'll get to you. Check their Facebook profile. Stop everyone. Listen. God's profile for Facebook is right there in that book called the Bible. Plus, if you ask, I'm sure He'll tell you what kinds of things He likes, like what flavor ice cream. Has anyone here ever asked God what flavor ice cream He likes? Okay, I have before, and I'm going to let you ask Him and figure out what He tells you. God loves the things that He created. Reese, I'm going to invite you back up. And as Reese is coming up, I want you to just close your eyes real quick. Close your eyes real quick. And just think of a clock in your mind. Think of 24 hours of the clock, like a pie chart, okay? Now, fill up like a third of that for sleep. Fill up like another third of that for school or work and like necessities like eating. And that last third that you have, that last, with your eyes closed, just picture that last third. Every single day, you're given that time. And what are you going to put it towards? You can put it towards whatever you want. You can choose to like use it to build up your friendships. You can choose it to build up your relationship and to be kind to other people. Or you can use it to be all alone by yourself. But in that last third of your clock that you're picturing, what are you going to give your time to? Because I guarantee you, what you give your time to is going to affect who you become. If you spend your time every single day, every waking moment playing a single instrument, I guarantee you, you will get good and better at it. If you take that time and you spend it playing video games, you're going to get better at video games.
Yeah.
If you spend that time, you know, being kind to other people and, like, doing things for other people, I guarantee you, you're going to grow from that. So, here's what we're going to do. I want you to stand where you are. Stand up where you are. I automatically turn into some kind of slang language there, I don't know. I want you to ask God right now in your own heart. You can close your eyes, you can look around. The only thing I ask is that you don't distract anyone else. So no throwing pillows. Just think for a second. And ask God, God, what should I be giving my time to? And some of you are even a little hesitant to ask the question because I think you feel like God's going to tell you something like, I want you to go to Africa. Which, for weeks and for some of us, that's an amazing thing. But for some of you, you're so scared of what God's going to tell you to do, you don't want to ask the question. But I can tell you this, that God's not going to tell you to do something that's so far out of what your desire is that you're never going to ever want to do those things because he's given you the desires that you have. So ask God right now, what am I going to give my time to? Just ask him quietly in your own heart and your own mind. God, what am I going to give my time to?
Us all to spend quality time with you and to become your best friend. And I pray that you would help us to do the things that you ask of us, even though we're scared, even though we might think we can't do them. Thank you for giving us